For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., and it is my privilege and honor to be here bringing you great news and information related to your health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. We've got a phenomenal special guest who's going to be covering an incredibly important topic in our society today for adults and children. We're going to be talking about a nutrient specific for really helping the brain, specifically as it relates to traumatic brain injury. So I'm going to bring on my special guest. Dr. Michael Lewis is the president of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute, which he founded upon retiring from the U.S. Army after a distinguished 31-year career. He is a graduate from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans, and did his postgraduate training at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, the Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health, and the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Dr. Lewis has years of experience developing programs for the military on the use of omega-3 fatty acids and traumatic brain injury and suicide prevention. His work has been featured on CNN's Sanjay Gupta MD show, numerous radio and television spots, and around the world at scientific and nutritional conferences where his insights and pioneering work have impacted thousands of lives. Dr. Lewis, thank you for taking the time with us this morning to share this important information.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about your history, and let's talk a little bit about your past and how you got into this work with traumatic brain injury. And I think it starts with your military career, correct?
It does. So what happened is basically I had come back from overseas and around 2004. I was brought in to teach at the medical school, the military medical school in Bethesda. And while teaching there, my background had previously been in infectious diseases, but you can't help but being on the campus of Walter Reed Medical Center and not see all the young men and some women who are there working through the injuries of missing a limb, and you go into the gym and you've got somebody running on blades on a treadmill missing both legs. So you start to wonder, as a military officer, what can I be doing to help with the war effort? And so one of the things that came to my mind was, after having heard about the Sago mine accident in January 2006, how that one survivor was given high doses of omega-3s from fish oil to help his brain recover after his severe carbon monoxide poisoning. And so I started to wonder, and I got in touch with the neurosurgeon responsible for his case, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Julian Bales, was the head of neurosurgery at West Virginia University. And we got to talking, and then the question came to my mind, what would be the possibility? Could omega-3 fatty acids help with the recovery from traumatic brain injury like it did in Randy McCloy's case with a carbon monoxide poisoning?
So can you back up a second? That's not something that I was aware of. So in the mine accident, this one person was a survivor, and whose idea was it to administer the omega-3s?
Well, it was a combination of Dr. Bales, the head neurosurgeon, and Barry Sears, most famous known for the Zone Diet.
Yep.
And Barry Sears has been a big advocate for years about using omega-3s for inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they basically had nothing else to try. They had done the hyperbaric oxygen, the kidney dialysis, because he had liver failure, kidney failure, from the carbon monoxide. And so they did everything standard allopathic care. But they were left with a guy who was still in a coma and brain functioning not so good. And so they were trying to figure out what can we do to help Randy McCloy's brain heal. And so they went back to the basic substance of what makes a brain in the first place, and that's and part of the answer is omega-3s.
Okay. So, and that was a successful intervention in helping to turn his case around?
Absolutely. And short story is Randy McCloy walked out of the hospital a couple months later and has gone on to... He was married, has gone on to father a couple of children, and is living, as best as I can tell, a happy life out in West Virginia today.
Sure. So, and then, so you come in, and you're thinking about this huge issue of traumatic brain injury. And we know that traumatic brain injury has gotten a, you know, huge, huge amount of press over the recent years, not only as it relates to the military. I mean, we know that if you can explain maybe just a little bit, I think most people know what traumatic brain injury is, but maybe just a little bit about what it is and why our brave soldiers are so likely to be experiencing injuries on in the war zone that are related to brain trauma.
Absolutely. The brain injury is actually much more complicated than we had appreciated previously. And when you think about a brain injury or a concussion, which is just a mild form of brain injury but still a brain injury, it's we think about the blow to the head. But what came out of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan is not just a blow to the head, whether it's falling backwards and hitting your head on the back on the floor of a volleyball court or head-to-head contact in going up for a header in soccer, or the obvious concussion-inducing hits of football. But in Iraq and Afghanistan, what started to become appreciated is the blast wave that's going through the brain, through the head. And people are surviving. And survivability on the battlefield has changed dramatically in the last 10, 15 years, and not in a little part due to the innovation of neurosurgeons, who their answer to the brain swelling as a result of exposure to a blast wave and traumatic brain injury was to remove part of the skull and allow the brain to swell outside of the skull and then gradually return back to normal, and then they would put the skull back together, perhaps even months later. So what that demonstrates is it's not just the primary injury. It's not just the blow to the head or the blast wave hitting the head, but there's a secondary process that occurs over minutes, hours, days, even weeks that causes this inflammation and subsequent swelling. And so one of my thought processes that the inflammation can be potentially right-sized, because you need some inflammation when you have an injury, but to right-size it with omega-3 fatty acids, which are very potent anti-inflammatories, to balance the pro-inflammatory aspects of omega-6s that are ubiquitous throughout our diet.
Okay. So there you have an idea. So where does this idea lead to, Dr. Lewis?
Well, the first thing I did was I went to the head of research at the Defense Veteran Brain Injury Center and asked, is anybody looking at omega-3s to help with the recovery from traumatic brain injury? And the answer was, no, why don't you? And that's literally how I got into the field. I knew very little about it, and it was a very quick and steep learning curve, not just about the science, but who knew anything about it in the field. Got to know Julian Bales, for example, but also got to know some of the experts at the NIH. And one in particular is Captain Joe Hiblin, who is a psychiatrist at the NIH, and he's one of the leading experts on the use of omega-3s for mental health. And as we got to talking, we were realizing that suicide was becoming a bigger problem in the military. And so what we did was we put together a study to look at omega-3 levels and documented suicides, and we were shocked by what we found. Two reasons. One was just how low omega-3 levels are across the board in the military. So we looked at 1,600 blood samples from people, 800 of them being documented suicides, and all the bloods had been drawn within 6 months prior to the person committing suicide. And so we were shocked at how low the omega-3 levels were overall, but even when we sorted that out, we found that there was a 62% increased risk of that they were a suicide if they had low omega-3 levels.
And did that first initial study take anything into account in regards to brain injury, or was it just looking at omega-3 and suicide risk?
It was just looking at omega-3s and actually very well-documented suicides.
Yeah. So, I mean, that brings up whole other implications when you look at mental health, you know, from a standpoint of what the omega-3s are doing in regards to just mental health and suicide risk. So there you get that piece of information. And then where do we go from there as far as taking it to brain injury?
Well, one of the things that NIH then did was they put together a conference to look at nutrition in the warfighter. And one of the conclusions from that is that nutrition is a problem that needs to be taken more serious. From the suicide aspect, the military then funded a large clinical trial that's going on now in South Carolina looking at if we supplement with omega-3s versus a placebo, can we decrease the risk of suicide prospectively? So that was a good follow-on study that has come out of the research that we did, and that's ongoing now.
That is exciting, because that has implications, you know, beyond the military and beyond the warfighter, obviously, when it comes to suicide risk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think when we come back from the break, Dr. Lewis, let's get into sort of a little bit more of the details about omega-3s and the role in the brain, specifically as it relates to traumatic brain injury and concussion. And maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the different places where this applies, everything from the war soldier to the high school football player to the soccer player, even to the adult post car injury or head trauma, and basically what you've seen with the work that you've been doing and the research you've been doing. I think that would be really useful. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after this break, so don't go anywhere.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so make sure to set your dials. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and it is a pleasure to be here with you. If you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, you can always go to the Village Green website, which is www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, it will take you to the archive show section, and you can download any of our previously recorded shows. We've got some phenomenal educational shows there for you to listen to. Today we are talking with the esteemed Dr. Michael Lewis, president of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute. He is a 31-year veteran of the military as a physician and pioneered some amazing work in the military in regards to omega-3 status, suicide risk, and now is pursuing this work in omega-3s into traumatic brain injury and concussion. And it's really, Dr. Lewis, first of all, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, Dr. Passero, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, this kind of work is so exciting, in my opinion, because we're looking at a type of condition like traumatic brain injury and suicide risk where, you know, we don't always... the traditional medical interventions don't always have the best approach. I mean, how many times have I sat across the desk from a patient who said to me, yes, I got in a really bad motor vehicle accident 2 years ago. I hit my head really bad. They took me to the hospital. They did imaging of my head. They told me nothing was wrong and they sent me home, but I haven't quite felt right since. Since then, I've had sleep disruption or my cognitive skills are not quite what they used to be. I'm a little bit more forgetful or my math skills aren't that great. Or how many teenage kids have I seen where the mom tells me the same story? You know, Johnny was playing football or was playing on the playground, fell off, hit his head, hit her head, and now we're having trouble with doing math problems when they used to be a math whiz. All the imaging and all of the regular medical workups show absolutely no abnormalities. So the doctors are basically saying, give it time and you'll heal. And here we are looking now at something from the natural pharmacy, something as simple as omega-3 fatty acids, which we know have great benefits for many other things. And here they are potentially having a great role in supporting brain health. So Dr. Lewis, help us understand a little bit more about brain injury and help us understand a little bit more about omega-3s. And then we'll put it together about why omega-3s are so impactful in helping with brain injury.
Well, first of all, I would want to point out that over 44 million kids play organized sports in the United States every year. And so while the attention to traumatic brain injury has been brought to light by just a very small segment of that, in particular the NFL, the professional football, and also the military, but my bigger concern is the 44 million kids out there who are potentially being exposed to head injuries. And you did a fabulous job of describing a lot of the symptoms that are seen. But what's underlying the symptoms is some really basic concept. And one of the things that really worries me is the idea of shearing and what is more known in bad car accidents as diffuse axonal injury. And what that is, in most simple terms, is the brain is not a homogeneous structure. It's actually made up of multiple structures within structures within structures. And those different levels and those different structures are of different densities. And so when you have a rapid deceleration, hitting the head against the windshield or hitting your head against the floor when you fall back on a basketball court or so on, is those parts of the brain are decelerating at different rates, and the connections between those different densities within the brain become potentially stretched, potentially twisted, or even sheared completely, and that's what a diffuse axonal injury is. And I think that that's greatly underappreciated with concussions. We only think about it in severe car accidents.
So, yeah, so you're saying that you can sustain a fair amount of brain injury even on, let's say, a less traumatic event than a car accident.
Absolutely. Yeah. And some of the more devastating ones that I've seen have been, for example, equestrian accidents, falling off a horse. And some of the other ones, we think about the big, terrible blows that we see on Sunday afternoons in the football fields. But the ones that bother me and concern me even more are the girls playing soccer that go up for a header and collide, or on the volleyball court falling backwards and hitting the head on a wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
And a wood floor is not very forgiving. And we don't quite understand why it is, but females, particularly teenage females, are more susceptible to worse injury than their male counterparts. And certainly the younger the patient is, the younger the player is, the potential for a more severe injury. Kids don't heal as quickly in the brain as adults do, or they don't withstand the impact as well. There's so much we don't understand about it. Unfortunately.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, so basically summarizing, there's a lot of spotlight on the big, big ticket issues, the football players and the repeated concussions, you know, as a result of what's going on in the NFL. But really, there's a lot of head injury going on out there. And of course, you know, I think what you're going to talk about next, Dr. Lewis, which is important, is this doesn't mean that every kid needs to walk around in a, you know, a plastic rack bubble with a helmet on 24/7. You know, you're going to bump your head. You're going to fall down. You're going to fall off the playground. You know, as long as you're a kid, you're going to hit your head. So let's talk about maybe the role of omega-3s in brain health just in general, and then maybe we can start tying it together a little bit.
One of the things that is very underappreciated is the role of omega-6s in this whole situation. And if you go back 100 or 200 years, if we were able to draw blood on people and look at their amount, the amount of omega-6s in the blood versus the omega-3s in the blood, so keep in mind that ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s, that ratio historically over mankind has been pretty even par, even match between 6s and 3s. But what's happened in the last 50, 60 years post-World War II is that our food supply has changed dramatically. And what has the occurrence of that, or the result of that, unintendedly, is that ratio has been altered. So now when we did the blood work in the military in those 1,600 samples, we found a 25-to-1 ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s, and that's pro-inflammatory 6s to anti-inflammatory omega-3s. So our bodies are swimming in omega-6s just by the nature of our food supply and how we eat. And it set us up for a much more pro-inflammatory state. So I think that that's one of the underlying reasons why we're seeing more head injuries. I don't think it's the only reason, but it certainly is contributing to it.
So basically, you know, setting a physiological stage that promotes injury more readily, basically, just like we've seen some of these abnormal ratios of omega-6 to omega-3s contributing to other aspects of inflammation like heart disease and potentially some types of cancer risks and even diabetes risk?
Well, diabetes and allergies, rheumatoid arthritis, mm-hmm. and actually a very direct correlation to obesity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got this ratio, and we've talked about this on the show before. I've had experts on, and, you know, they talk about how taking an omega-3 supplement is a great idea, and it's, you know, there's so many benefits to it, but really the key is to lower the omega-6 intake in your diet in addition to increasing the omega-3s, whether it be with omega-3-rich foods or supplements, to really alter that ratio.
There's two sides to the equation, and so the answer is to work on both sides of the equation.
Right.
The best answer would be if we can lower the omega-6s. Unfortunately, that means we'd have to change the food supply of the entire country, and so that's not going to happen anytime soon. So what can we do on that side is we need to eat more whole foods, sort of the Michael Pollan approach, eat more foods, healthier foods, more organic, more locally grown foods. That's going to help with the omega-6s, but it's not going to help enough. Mm-hmm. So what can we do on the omega-3 side of the equation is we should be eating at least 2 servings of fish per week and one that's high in omega-3s. For example, salmon or anchovies, tuna, not the tilapias, the white fishes, the farmed Atlantic fishes and things like that. But we want to have a good intake of fish on a regular basis. That's going to help tremendously.
Right, but because that is our richest source of omega-3s.
It's the richest source of omega-3s. It's also excellent protein and what we would just generally call good fats, mm-hmm. because fat is important in our diet. There's good fats and less good fats. And soybean oil is the biggest source for not-so-good fats, the biggest source of omega-6s. And soybean oil is in everything that's processed. Mm-hmm. That's why we talk about eating whole natural foods, not processed foods. They're all going to have omega-6s in it. But you also have to remember, not only are we what we eat, you are what you eat, but so is the entire food chain supply. So if the chicken is being fed omega-6s through soybean oil and corn oil and flax and so on, then they're not going to have, the chicken meat is not going to have much omega-3s at all, unless it was fed more organically with flaxseed oil, for example.
Right.
And so you have to keep that in mind as well. So,
yeah, and we rely so heavily on fish as a source of omega-3. When you look back to our ancestors, you know, we didn't have mass farming and mass raising of chickens. I mean, basically, you hunted and you killed animals that were in the wild, and animals in the wild have usually a much lower omega-6 ratio and higher omega-3 because they were eating things that weren't based on foods that have high omega-6s, which, as you're alluding to, Dr. Lewis, is a lot of the grains and some of the other things that we raise and feed the animals.
And that's because that's what's easy on industrial level to make. The advent of corporate farming, for example, in the late 60s, early 70s, was what can we grow that is calorie dense and easy to grow? And the answer was soybean.
Right.
And the amount of soybean consumption in the country has gone up 12,000-fold in the last 50 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's sad that when I drive around in this area and I head out over onto the Eastern Shore and through Delaware, and, you know, I do a lot of cycling, and you ride around all these areas and you ride through all these farmlands. It's as far as the eye can see, there's two crops that are grown, corn and soy. And that seems to be what a huge majority of our farmland is dedicated to, which is really so sad because it's not a food that people can thrive on.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I also underappreciated is just how economical supplementation can be. And so I understand that good Pacific wild-caught salmon is not exactly a cheap food. And so it's actually more economical to take a fish oil capsule every day than it is to be eating salmon a couple times a week. What you're missing out is you're missing out on the whole food. Part of what we may not understand the interactions, because we're taking specifically the EPA and the DHA, the long chain omega-3s, and we're putting them in a capsule, and we're missing out on the whole food. But it's also, you can get your omega-3 levels, anybody's omega-3 levels, up significantly with supplementation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and it is a great idea. And it is very economical, and it's something that most people would absolutely benefit from. So we're going to take a quick break, Dr. Lewis. When we come back, I want you to specifically talk about, I believe there are three main actions that omega-3s seem to have on the brain, and they're very powerful actions. I'd love for you to get into those three main actions that omega-3 seems to exert on the brain and why that is so important for, treating brain injuries, preventing things like suicide and supporting mental health, and even protecting the brain for the risk of brain injury. I think that's where a lot of the really, really exciting research is going, about how we can actually pre-treat and create an environment where the brain is less likely to be injured. So does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, great. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break, so don't go anywhere.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we're talking with the esteemed Dr. Michael Lewis, president of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute. He had a 31-year career as a military physician and pioneered work in the research of omega-3s and suicide risk in war soldiers. So we've been talking about omega-3s and the brain. And, first of all, Dr. Lewis, I want to thank you for your service, and I want to thank you for your service to our troops. Without the brave men and women of the military, we would not enjoy the amazing freedoms and the amazing things that this country has to offer. And I don't know if enough people say that to you often enough, but I want to acknowledge you and everybody out there who fights for the rights of our country and defends our wonderful nation. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So we've been talking about the role of omega-3s, and we've been talking about the brain a little bit. Now I'd like to bring it together. Can you discuss specifically some of the actions that omega-3s have on the brain? Because a lot of people know about omega-3s in the heart. There's some information on omega-3s in the eyes and omega-3 on other aspects of cellular health. But omega-3s in the brain are so intimately related, it really goes beyond almost any other organ system in the body as far as its need for and the role of omega-3s in promotion of health.
Well, your listeners are probably sophisticated enough to know the difference between EPA and DHA, and we throw those terms out all the time. But I'll just very quickly review that. Eicosapentaenoic acid is a 20-chain carbon chain omega-3, and docosahexaenoic acid, or DHA, is a 22-carbon chain omega-3. And what we do know is that EPA is very potent anti-inflammatory and a very good vasoactive substance. So, it, for example, it relaxes the blood vessels through the nitric oxide chain, so it can actually lower blood pressure, and through its antioxidant capabilities can help with inflammation. DHA is actually the one that is found in the brain. It can cross the blood-brain barrier. So subsequently, about 30% of the fats in the brain are made up of DHA. And a lot of people will say, when it comes to brain injury, you need more DHA, and why do you even bother with EPA? And I think that that's discounting the amazing capacity that EPA has. Because if you think about it, 30% of every heartbeat, the blood flow, 30% of that goes to the brain. And so if you're able to get a flow of blood deeper into the brain because you're relaxing the small arterial vessels because of the actions of EPA, you're going to wake up parts of the brain that may not have seen so much blood flow and nutrients in recent times. And one of the things we do know about traumatic brain injury is there's a lot of vasospasm going on where the blood vessels are constricting and causing potentially even like small strokes or temporary ischemic episodes, TIAs. And so EPA can be very important with that. DHA gets incorporated in the brain, and it can take weeks to months to really change the levels of what we see in the brain. Some estimates from the NIH say it takes 12 weeks of consistent levels to reach a saturation point in the brain of DHA. So I don't discount both, because when I work with patients and I use much higher than typical doses, I will see changes that occur and the patients will report to me within 1 or 2 days. So it's not changing the structure of the brain in 1 or 2 days, because that can take months. So I think that a lot of that is the EPA. But what you're discussing or introduced is the concept of there's three main areas that EPA and DHA can affect. And one is neuroprotection. The second one is neuroinflammation. And the third one that's not as well appreciated is neuroregeneration. So we're not talking about necessarily regenerating new brain cells, but what we're talking about is providing the nutritional foundation for the opportunity for the brain to potentially heal. So omega-3s aren't a drug. They're not a cure. But what they're doing is they're doing a combination of all those things, getting more blood flow deeper to the brain to help wake up the parts of the brain. It's protecting cells from dying. So if we could get omega-3 levels on board as quickly as possible after an injury, you can affect the neuroprotection of the brain cells and keep more brain cells alive. And that was actually my original concept. I actually started a research program for the military that's continued and progressing to look at how do we get as many omega-3s on board at the scene of an accident or on the battlefield right after an injury. Mm. As soon as we have IV access, how can we get more omega-3s on board to help protect the neurons, the brain cells, and also, which bleeds into the second part of neuroinflammation, as we discussed with, like, the Sago Mine accident and the work of Barry Sears, where if you right-size the inflammation instead of letting it burn out of control, in some ways it's like a fire, and a fire is good. You cook with it, you keep warm with it, but a fire out of control is a fire out of control.
Right.
And so omega-3s can help control that inflammation, control that fire. And then I have to, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the work of Dr. Hee-Yung Kim at NIH, who has done some fantastic work showing that DHA helps with neuroregeneration. And it doesn't necessarily create new brain cells, but if you think about what a neuron looks like, and it's got those long branchy chains like a tree that are reaching out and touching other neurons so that the electrical signal is traveling back and forth, and that's what creates thoughts and every and function and everything, and it's life. But what DHA does is it increases the amount of branches and it increases the length of the branches, and so that it creates new synapses. So it's synaptogenic. Mm. It creates new synapses. So it may not be creating new cells, but it's taking advantage of what we have there.
Sure. Well, those are really interesting, you know, concepts, because I think people do associate DHEA mainly with brain health.
I have to correct you there. And this is a common mistake, because you said DHEA, which is a completely different substance that's based on in the hormone side of things. So DHA, docosahexaenoic.
Yeah, DHA. Most people associate that with brain health, and you know we know why. I mean, we know it's been driven in our minds now when you look at infant formulas and when you look at prenatal vitamins. That was one of the first places where we started realizing that omega-3s had this really important role in brain health, and we were seeing some data to suggest that DHA supplementation early on supported brain development, and it makes total sense in a baby as the brain cells are actually growing and dividing when 30% of the fat in the brain is made up of DHA, you know? But then, you know, and I think we applied that to adults. I really got things turned around when I saw some research coming out that was actually related to depression and was showing that there were much better results in depression using omega-3s when you used higher amounts of EPA, not DHA. And then we started to understand more about the role of processes like inflammation, even in things like depression. And now, as you're talking about, taking it a step further into brain injury, brain healing, and then all of these other aspects that omega-3s have, like increasing this neuroregeneration. And I know that DHA also can increase BDNF, which is this brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which helps with healing and replication and support of healthy brain cells. So it seems to have this really, really common link, and it seems to be related to both the structures in omega-3s.
Well, getting into a little bit of the biochemistry of it, EPA is one of the substances, there are others on the omega-6 side as well, that the downstream effect of it is called eicosanoids. And what's become more appreciated over the last 10 or so years is the downstream effects of DHA and the decosanoids. But the other two that flow downhill from the DHA are basically whoever named them just was really great about describing it, resolvins and protectins. And so as you can imagine, the protectins are some of the downstream effects that help protect the brain cells from dying. And the resolvins are really important to help resolve the inflammation after an injury occurs, because you have to have inflammation to get the right things to the right place to start the healing process. But when our omega-6 to our omega-3 ratios have become so skewed that the inflammation is too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that we see that all the time. People have chronic injury. Most of the diseases we see in America are related to inflammatory conditions because we've sort of created, you know, if you think about each person walking around as an individual sort of test tube, which is what we are with different chemicals and genetics and all these different factors, it's almost like the environment we've created within our little test tubes of our bodies are ones that are just very highly inflammatory. So any injury, any insult, anything that will trigger that inflammatory pathway will start the fire. And as you described, that fire can burn out of control. And omega-3s are a huge part in balancing, these omega fatty acids, the 6 and the 3, which basically determine how hot that fire is going to burn. So, Dr. Lewis, when we come back from the break, I'd love for you to kind of get to drive all of this home and help us understand how we can use supplements, how we can use, omega-3 fatty acid supplements to actually help protect our brain. What are the practical applications? You're a person who, you know, knows somebody who just had a concussion, or you're a parent of a child who plays a contact sport or is at risk for getting a concussion. What do we actually do? What are we looking for in our omega-3s? How much are we going to dose in these different scenarios, and what are the expectations that we're looking to get out of it? Does that sound like something good to cover when we get back?
I think it's a great way to wrap up this show.
Okay, excellent. All right, everybody, this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. The best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Thank you all for tuning in. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and thrilled to have you all with me today. We've been talking with Dr. Michael Lewis, MD, president of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute, which he founded upon retiring from the U.S. Army. Dr. Lewis, I know you have a local practice where you do some executive health. Is there any things that you would like people to know about the work that you're doing, any websites or areas where you would like people to contact you if they're interested in your work?
The biggest thing I would suggest is I created a nonprofit 501c3 called Brain Health Education and Research Institute, and we have a website which gets a lot of a lot of hits, number one. We average close to 1,000 hits a day. So I know people are out there looking for information on omega-3s and concussion and head injury. And that website is www.brainhealtheducation.org. And so I think that's the best place to turn. I make available several protocols, one for severe traumatic brain injury and one general omega-3 protocol that I think we ought to discuss, actually.
Yeah, so let's talk about the protocols and applying the use of omega-3s specifically to these issues, because a lot of people have them. They've bought them in the store. They take them some days. They forget to take them other days. They try and get their kids to take them, but the teenagers don't want to take the pills. But like, let's break it down. How do we actually use these protocols to deal with these very serious conditions?
So I separate it out into two different things. One is severe traumatic brain injury. So if a loved one, for example, is in a coma and you're looking for help, and one of the problems in today's modern medicine, allopathic medicine, is we've done a great job in the acute care, and we've saved the person's life after the car injury or on the battlefield, but now there's not anything else. The doctors will typically tell the family, there's nothing else we can do, only time will heal the brain. Well, I've taken a different approach. I look at it as sort of a brick wall approach, that if a brick wall has been damaged, would you want to use more bricks to repair the wall? And those bricks of the brain are the omega-3s. So I tend to want to use much higher than typical doses to flood, to saturate the brain, to optimize the ability to potentially heal. It doesn't mean that patient will heal and start, you know, come out of a coma and walk away from the hospital. But if they're going to have any chance at all, you need to have that nutritional foundation in place. And so when I'm looking at severe traumatic brain injury and advising a family on it, I tell them to get a good quality liquid and go talk to the doctors about it and have them contact me if that's appropriate, to actually literally pour liquid fish oil and certain amounts down the feeding tube to help that patient provide that nutritional foundation. Severe traumatic brain injuries, the tip of the iceberg, though. It's when we're talking about concussions, that's not practical for most people. So whether it's liquid or capsules, you want to find a good, high-quality product, one that is concentrated, because the doses I'm talking about are focused on EPA and DHA, not the total amount of fish oil. So it's better if you can concentrate it, and there's certain companies out there that do a really good job. The Village Green Apothecary mm-hmm. has excellent staff that can help gear that decision. And when you have a good high-quality fish oil, I opt to start with a higher dose. So anybody that comes to me and says, I just had a concussion, I'm having an issue, where I start high and I work down to a acceptable dose. So the FDA tells us that 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA on a daily basis is the generally recognized as safe level. Interestingly enough, in Europe it's 5,000 milligrams. But working within the U.S. FDA guidelines, I look at 3,000 milligrams, and that's the dose I want to get people to. It's also the dose I recommend to be a neuroprotectant or a prophylactic. So a teenager playing high school football, in fact, I have a teenager playing high school football, this is the dose that I put him on and recommend, is 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA on a daily basis. But if there's an injury that occurs, I immediately triple that. And I don't do it all one time, 15 capsules all at one time. I do 5 capsules 3 times a day, and then I work backwards to get back down to 5 capsules or 3,000 milligrams a day.
Mm. So those are real specific doses. And that triple dose, 9,000, I mean, that could relate to a slight concussion to a little bit more of a severe concussion?
Or even, as you had mentioned, some potential mental health issues as well. Mm-hmm. I what I've seen is you can really, and in many ways I call it my wake up the brain protocol, because on a high dose like that, within 1, 2, 3 days at the most people will notice a difference of a significant improvement. And then, but that's a really high dose, and it'll be expensive over time, especially if you're using a good quality fish oil. So I want to get down to the generally recognized as safe level, and I taper that down over a week or two. The longer ago the injury, or the more severe injury, or the combination of the two, the higher the dose people tend to want to be on and need to be on. For example, I deal with former NFL players, and guys that are in their late 50s, early 60s, they haven't played football in 30 years, so they tend to want to be on higher doses longer. And it does make a significant improvement even 30 years after the potential injury.
Yeah, and there are so many different things that can cause brain injury. I remember working with some psychiatrists at the Amen Clinic, where they do the brain scans, where you can actually look at the brain, and there were before and after pictures of post-drug use, alcoholism, cocaine, marijuana, and really one of the only things that they implemented between the before and after was the use of omega-3s with a multivitamin, and the changes in the brain scans were amazing. So brain injury can happen in a lot of different ways, huh, Dr. Lewis?
It can. You bring up a really good point, and I'm trying to get a paper ready for publication where we did similar thing. I used that protocol, 15 capsules a day, in several patients, and we did very comprehensive brain scanning using quantitative EEG technology, and the results were tremendous between the before and the after. In fact, trying to put together a study to look at 100 former NFL players using the same technology. And interestingly enough, I'm also working with a major university with a Division I football program, looking at, in the current season, we've got the football team on a prophylactic dose of omega-3s, and it'll be interesting to see when it comes time around New Year's, when the season's over, to look at the data and how things panned out for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the science is moving forward, unfortunately never as fast as we'd like.
No, well, it takes time to properly plan and craft these things so that we have solid data that can help people in the future. You know, if you don't conduct good studies on broad populations over long periods of time, you don't get the kind of data that really sticks in the scientific community. So very exciting that you're even pioneering this work, Dr. Lewis, and that we're using something as novel and as simple as a fish oil supplement for dealing with this, this sort of epidemic of head injuries and brain injuries. And it's, it is frightening to think about. And it's nice to know that using something so simple and so safe can be helpful. And of course, in addition, it's got all these other benefits.
Well, in the end, I am a physician, and I treat people. And so I'm not, while I want to push the science forward, I also want to make sure, and through my nonprofit, make sure that information is out there now so that people can use it. Because when you talk about first do no harm, there's really no downside to optimal nutrition, and
right,
part of optimal nutrition is a good level of omega-3s.
Yep. Well, Dr. Lewis, we are out of time. Again, that website is www.brainhealtheducation.org, where Dr. Lewis spells out some of these protocols and a lot of the information about the work that he's doing. Dr. Lewis, thank you so, so much for taking the time to share this information with us on the show. It was really valuable and a great, great piece of information for all of our listeners. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
All right, everybody. That wraps up the show for today. This is Dr. Kevin Fassero wishing you all the best of health until we talk next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.